Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:14. Good morning, Tom Morgan here again in the darkened 94KX studio on a skeleton crew. There's me, there's Mark Lawrence with the news, Rob Center with the sports. That's it. The building is quiet for another Friday. We like to get rowdy here on Fridays. You guys are familiar with the show. Flashback Friday starts at 7 a.m. We like to pile people into the studio. Random people who come by to visit. Got to use this couch in here somehow. Fill the chairs, the couch, get crazy. The last six or seven weeks, it's been quiet in here. It's been kind of eerie. We are allowed to work in our studios. When we step into the hall, we put a mask on. The building has been in lockdown for maybe 3 or 4 weeks now. All doors locked, nobody in or out unless authorized. You know, pretty much the way every business that's allowed to be open is open. We stay 6 feet apart. Our news studio has put up some special plastic shielding for their news talk anchors to be within 6 feet of each other, but with protection. Much like the supermarket with the checkout girl. It's been an interesting time. And today we go yellow. But what does that really mean? I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm with you. I'm just looking and scanning and Googling and looking at Governor Wolf's statements, you know, deciding, well, it's kind of generic. It's kind of vague. What does that mean? Can I please get a haircut? That would be great. I'm starting to look like Andy Warhol on a good day. I Phyllis Diller. I don't want to say Albert Einstein. I'm not that smart, but I kind of got his hair going on. Can I get a haircut, please? But then there's the other things we look forward to. I want to go out to dinner. That's not curbside. I want to sit down in a restaurant. My favorite restaurants. Any of them. I'll take them all. I want to do that. I want to go to the movies. Poor movie Mike has been quarantined in his house for like 9 weeks. Maybe Mike and I could go to a movie. That would be great. I want to be able to, I don't know, much like you, take the kids somewhere. All my kids are grown, but you know what I mean. Take the family out somewhere. I would like to be able to do that. So today we go yellow, at least some of our counties. For my morning show partner, Laura, and we'll check with her in her house where she's been broadcasting for the past 6 weeks in Elysburg. For her, it's kind of weird. Elysburg is in Northumberland County, so she goes yellow today. But just down the road, where the rest of her family lives, they're Columbia County. Columbia County being so close to Luzerne County, which is still a hot mess. Columbia County will remain red until June 4th. So we live in central PA. We are lucky. We're not a major metropolitan area surrounded by thousands of people suffering from the coronavirus. We are more of a rural area. The air is fresher. There is more natural social distancing for those of us who live in townships and in the white, in the great wide open, as I call it. So we are allowed to go yellow. But what exactly does it mean? I don't know. Throughout this morning, hopefully there'll be more clarification. In the meantime, one thing is still real, and that's your morning radio show on Sunbury Broadcasting on 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning, the only local live morning radio show coming to you from two zip codes, playing it absolutely safe. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, Friday morning, we made it. Yeah, maybe I should remind you more than once it's Friday because we've all been stuck in the house. We don't really have any idea what day it is, including our late night TV hosts at home. Late night sound bites.
Well, it's our 8th week of quarantine, and I heard that some people are trying to relax by turning their homes into spas. Yep, you just lie face down, turn on some soothing music, then your kids jump on your back until you turn on a movie for them.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News with Mark Lawrence on the way. Rob, the Sports Center, and a check on weekend AccuWeather has Weekend AccuWeather actually has the word snow in it. I mean, I don't need it. Let's just move on. We go yellow today in Northumberland County. We're still trying to figure out what that means. Keep wearing your masks and keep your social distancing going on, okay? I know we're all, what's the phrase I'm hearing a lot? I'm done with this. Okay, you might be done with it, but it's not done with you. So keep your mask on. Listen to this doctor who can't believe the way people are starting to just be done with it.
Reason why I felt safer in a hospital surrounded by patients with COVID than I did inside Target. So many people there not wearing masks. When I go and take care of you, risk my life to put a breathing tube into your airway and put you onto mechanical ventilation, and then I see such flagrant disregard for the risks that I'm taking, that the cashier at the checkout stand is taking, because ultimately the only way we're going to get through this, cover your mouth, cover your nose, wash your hands.
Incredible rant. It's available if you Google it. It's 4 minutes long. That's pretty much a highlight. So please, even though we go yellow today, keep the mask on your face. 94KX. Yeah, you don't need to apologize if you get it all right the first time, right? Mother's Day is this weekend. Don't forget Mom. Now, I know you're thinking it's different this year. You know, well, life is different right now, right? I mean, this pandemic has caused a lot of change and a lot of new problems in our routines. Nobody could have predicted any of it. But think about it. Mom has always come through. Mom to the rescue, as expected. So don't forget Mom on Mother's Day. Giant Market reminds you that Mom is still very important, and Giant still has a lot for Mom, because it doesn't have to cost a lot to mean a lot. So maybe Mom's favorite specialty shop is still closed or whatever, but Mother's Day is still this Sunday, and Giant has the essentials you need to celebrate Mom's greatest day. As a matter of fact, we've got what they call the Giant Grocery Stimulus. Why can't I say that word? As a matter of fact, we've got the Giant Grocery Stimulus going on right now. It seems I could say the word stimulus all day, but when I have to say it back to back with grocery, Giant is kind of messing with my head. But we've got that Giant Market Grocery Stimulus. Yes, I said it right. And it's going on right now. We've got a $100 Giant gift card to caller what? Caller four.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Caller 4, you're a winner with Giant Market and 94KX.
We have another winner.
94KX, this is Caller 4 on the Ford Fun Line.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you.
Oh, who's this?
This is Sandy Banghart. How are you?
I'm doing okay, Sandy. You a mom?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, hopefully your kids won't forget you on Mother's Day, because it's kind of gotten lost in all this pandemic stuff, hasn't it?
Yes, it certainly has.
Yeah, and you're a hero at Mom. Giant Market wants you to know that. And for you, a $100 gift card in the Giant Grocery Stimulus giveaway.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Where are you calling from, Sandy?
I am calling from Stevens Grove today.
All right. Everything okay at home, or the kids driving you nuts?
No, actually, my kids are grown, and my grandkids are getting up there, too.
Oh, wow. You sound so young. Keep that youthful voice.
Thank you.
Because with me, my kids are grown, and I don't have any grandchildren yet. Kind of waiting on that. Anyway, Sandy, happy Mother's Day. As a mom and a grandma, have a great weekend.
Oh, thank you very much.
Turn it up. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, Mother's Day weekend. Just talking to a couple moms on the toll-free line. Nice for checking in. Of course, all trying to win the Giant Grocery Stimulus Contest. But got a lot of people on the line, and it was kind of neat to talk to all of them. To all the moms, happy Mother's Day. To those of you who are like, what's Mother's Day all about anyway? Could you get the lights? We forgot one of our old film strips here. Film reel we want to show you guys. Go ahead. Thank you.
It's Mother's Day weekend. Mm-hmm. Look, there's little Susie. She's making a handmade Mother's Day greeting card with construction paper and crayons.
Aww.
Looks like she's been eating some of the
paste.
And here's Timmy. He made Mom a ceramic ashtray in art class.
What?
Because he knows she loves her Virginia Slims.
No, this is old.
What? She's celebrating her special day by cleaning the house, doing the laundry, and cooking everyone dinner.
Doesn't she do that every day?
Dad was too busy playing golf with his boss and totally forgot to get Mom a gift. Looks like he'll be sleeping on the couch for a while.
Okay, shut it off. We learned absolutely nothing from that. Absolutely nothing. Happy Mother's Day to Mom in this, the modern age. Sometimes those old school 60s films just don't cut it. But it does remind us that Flashback Friday is coming. In just a few minutes, we'll open up the toll-free lines, text, or use social media as well, and we'll flashback and have a party. Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom Morgan here in Sunbury, and Laura's out in her kitchen in Elysburg. Good morning, my dear.
Good morning, good morning. How are you?
Well, that Mother's Day school film didn't work out, but I'm doing okay. What's new and exciting?
All you have to do is be nice to your mom on Mother's Day. Especially if you're quarantined with her. That's it.
You know what? That's a great point. Mom has been your school teacher, your cook, mm-hmm. your laundress. She's been everything. So kind of just be nice to her.
So maybe flip that on its head. How about you do the laundry, you clean the house, you cook her something beautiful and clean up afterwards. Easy peasy.
Excellent idea. And hey, Dad, if you're involved there, you can help out too anytime you want.
There it is.
All right. What you doing for Mother's Day? Your mom's kind of locked up tight, so.
Yeah, we'll do some drive-by drop-offs of some cards and gifts.
That's nice. I'm kind of torn.
Same with my mother-in-law.
Yeah. I don't know. Should I do that? I don't know.
I think you should. As long as Mama Morganzo understands that she can't give you a hug.
Yeah, see, that's where the problem is. I'll drive all the way to Wilkes-Barre with a big bunch of flowers, knock on the door, ring the doorbell, whatever. She opens the door. I'm standing there with flowers. She has to understand that I could just put my hand against the window there and say, Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Well, I mean, she can come out and you could kind of be in the front yard or on the sidewalk and she can stay on the porch, have a little conversation.
That's a good idea. When you really think about it, it's coal region. A lot of people have those front porch, front sidewalk conversations all the time anyway. I mean, how about...
Exactly. How about on your stoop.
Yeah, how about your stoop? How about in the coal region when you visit somebody and it takes like an hour and a half to say goodbye?
Yes, there's actually like 6 steps to goodbye.
Yep. It's inside the house when you get your coat. And then it's number 2, you work your way to the front door. Everybody gets hugs and kisses. You don't now. Of course,
but then there's a secondary conversation there. And then you step outside.
And then you get on the porch. You're right. This is coal region. You people know this in the coal region. Step 3 would be the conversation on the porch. Then you kind of walk down the steps and you're on the front sidewalk.
Sidewalk, driveway, whatever. And then you actually move into the driveway or the street next to the vehicle.
And then you get into the car. And, of course, no matter what the weather, you roll the windows down, start the car, and you start backing away out of the driveway or you start pulling out of the parking spot. And then you have another goodbye. So that is 6 of them, isn't it?
And at the very end, somebody yells out, hey, just be careful. Watch for deer.
And then you honk the horn and wave.
Exactly.
I think I'm all set for the weekend. 94KX and Flashback Friday. Laura, what do you think of Dr. Fauci?
I love Dr. Fauci.
In what kind of way, Laura?
In the appropriate way.
Oh, okay, because the quarantine...
He's a celebrated scientist who is probably the thread that's holding this country together.
Hey, Fauci! Everybody sing!
He now is the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
I don't want to act like a tough guy. I just want to get the facts out.
Which is my job as a scientist. My job is to ultimately...
Science.
Hey, Fauci.
Get over this, and this will end.
Scientists like you, Fauci. I want to do you, Fauci, do you, Fauci.
Oh, take it easy now.
We really have to hang in there.
Oh, Fauci, you're so fine.
Hey, Fauci, by the quarantines. A little strange, but still appropriate for a Flashback Friday, correct?
Incredibly appropriate.
Thank you. 94KX Flashback Friday. Tom and Laura in the morning from 2 different zip codes. Morgan here in the studio, and Laura's out there needing more cowbell?
I absolutely need more cowbell. It's just that song. It just needs more cowbell.
There it is.
I need more cowbell.
Two locations in the studio and at home, and the late night TV guys are still at home.
CEO of grocery chain Kroger said yesterday that Americans will have meat during the coronavirus pandemic so long as they are, quote, flexible. Although, isn't being flexible on meat what got us into this in the first place?
94KX on a flashback Friday. Bad Company. The album Holy Water there. And if you needed somebody, earlier this week, we lost lead vocalist Brian Howe of Bad Company after suffering a heart attack at age 66. Now, if you're a true Bad Company fan, you would say, well, he's not the original lead vocalist of Bad Company. He wasn't. He replaced Paul Rogers in the mid-80s, but he took Bad Company through the mid-90s, including a huge comeback with the Holy Water album that you just heard. He'll be missed. Brian Howe, dead at the age of 66. That's scary. All right. A brand new Biter's Birthday Buddies winner coming up, Laura, right? That's exciting.
Yes, indeed. Someone is getting $100 just for texting in their birthday to our text club.
I think that's a great thing. And Biter's going yellow today, hopefully. And they will do all that thing in the pandemic protocol to make sure their customers are taken care of. Musical birthdays today, Laura. Enrique.
Iglesias.
Yeah, he's 45 years old today. Darren Hayes is 48 today. If you don't recognize that name, he's one half of the Sexy Savage Garden.
Yes, he is.
Truly, madly, deeply.
Oh, it's Flashback Friday. We should play some Savage Garden.
I absolutely agree. Alex Van Halen is 67 years old today. Alex was one of the founding members of Van Halen, of course. And a funny story, he was playing the guitar and Eddie was learning the drums. It didn't work out, so they flip-flopped. And then
so they switched.
And they switched and it did work out after that. So happy birthday, Alex Van Halen. Philip Bailey of Earth, Wind & Fire is 69 years old today. Wow.
Oh, wow.
He's the high-pitched tenor who also sang with Phil Collins on Easy Lover. Remember that song? That was cool. And here's an old one for you. Tony Tenniel of the Captain and Tenniel is 80 years old today. 80 years old, Laura.
Wow. The captain has since moved on.
Yeah, but I don't know if Tony is still like having muskrat love with somebody else.
Probably.
I don't even want to go there, actually. Why did I? It's time. It's time for the local celebs celebrating a birthday, or as Laura calls them,
Biter's Birthday Buddies.
Happy birthday to Amber Erb from Lewisburg. She's 33 today.
A very happy birthday to Amber Gabari, 42 today.
Bruce Ray from Augustaville is 57.
Chris Paul from Herndon turns 30 today.
Happy birthday to Christy Timko. She is 44.
Christine Butcher from Sunbury is nifty 50.
All right. Christine Glace is 51 today.
Colleen Mallory from Elysburg, 53 today.
Happy birthday to Daryl Hartman Jr., 55.
Edith Otto from Northumberland turns 44.
Happy birthday to Erica Halden from Northumberland. She's 48.
Aaron Phillips is 42.
Jake Shipman from Sunbury, 27 today.
Jeff. I'm not sure how to say that one.
You know, I was thinking maybe you would figure it out because it looks like Mount Carmel.
It looks like Kowalczyk,
yeah,
but I don't think it is.
Something like that, Kowalczyk.
I think Chiklochak.
Something like that.
Jeff Chiklochak,
okay,
from Mifflinburg, which he, with that name, it seems like he should be from Coltmont. Uh-huh. He turns 49.
Jeannie Powell from Sunbury is 87, and speaking of Coltmont.
And Julie Majeski from Coltmont turns 48.
How did you get that name so easy?
Majeski.
Yeah.
I know how to do it.
There's like 20 extra letters in there. Christy Coons from Sealands Grove is 53.
Linda Spiegelmeyer turns 57.
Marion Walls is 48.
Marion Wendt from Middleburg is 48.
Happy birthday to Romany Fisher, 67.
A very happy birthday to Teresa Harvey from Mifflinburg, 59 today.
Todd Fager from Danville is 58 today.
Tyler Golowski is 20 today.
Wow. We got a lot of birthdays. There's nobody on the text club.
We have a couple from Facebook.
All right.
My computer is being slow.
All right, and we got a brand new winner in Biter's birthday buddies as well.
Yes, we do. A very happy birthday to Chris O'Rourke from Danville. He is 55 years old today.
He's a buddy of ours. Way to go, Chris.
And a very happy birthday to Lynn Snyder, 57 today.
On our way to Biter's with a gift card is...
That's right, $100. And this week, that goes to... I have to find my email.
Oh, I got it. Never mind. I thought you had it in your head.
Okay. Yeah. I don't have it.
All right. Well, she had a birthday. Jessica Buesler of Mifflinburg. We read it earlier this week, and she is the winner. So congratulations. Another Biter's birthday buddy coming up next week. Every day at this time, we call them Biter's.
Biter's birthday buddies. On 94KX.
94KX Flashback Friday with Tom and Laura in the morning. And Laura's in her kitchen dancing around, singing, knowing every word to that song.
I do indeed, like any quality 90s child should.
Happy birthday to Darren Hayes, 48 years old today. Half of the Savage Garden in which Laura talks about. I know you knew every word to that song. I know it.
Yep.
And I'm so disappointed I couldn't witness it in person.
I wish you would have been here to sing along with me.
Of course, yes. Here's a flashback you won't remember, Laura. Let us flash back to 1886.
Okay, what happened then?
A pharmacist in Atlanta, Georgia, served a carbonated beverage over his soda fountain counter in which he called Coca-Cola.
Ooh.
Today is National Coca-Cola Day, marking the birth of Coca-Cola.
The biggest taste you will ever get.
Coke is it? Yes. 11% of us call any kind of cola Coke. 56% of us call it soda. That's Central PA, isn't it? You want a soda?
It is. Pop is out west.
That's right. And somewhat down south, 13% of us say pop. 8% say soft drink.
Okay. No.
No. And 5% of us say soda pop. But here in Central PA, we say soda.
It's soda. Yeah, right. Go get it. Or else... Have you ever noticed, no matter what kind of soda it is, it's a Coke.
That's right. One of the top five brands in the United States, brand names, Coca-Cola. Even if it's the blue team, they don't like that. There you have it.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'll have a Coke. Oh, we only have the other kind. Oh, that's okay.
Okay, I'll have a Pepsi, but I'll still call it Coke. Weird. Happy birthday, right? Coca-Cola. Flashback Friday, 8 o'clock news coming up next to check on sports and AccuWeather. A big Huey Lewis fan, Movie Mike, is in the house.
Debuting on demand today is Valley Girl, a remake of the 1983 romantic comedy that I think is one of the best teen movies of that decade. This new version was actually filmed back in 2017, and it's been sitting on a shelf ever since. Jessica Roth from the Happy Death Day Pictures plays Julie, a girl from the Valley who loves shopping and hanging out at the beach. She falls for a punk rocker from Hollywood, played by Josh Whitehouse. The problem is that his friends don't approve of her, and her friends and family don't approve of him. The twist of the remake is that it reimagines the story as a big, goofy jukebox musical, kind of like Mamma Mia, but with 80s songs rather than ABBA. That idea works to a point. The musical numbers are fun and high energy, and the performances are pretty good. But in other areas, Valley Girl is weird. There's an awful framing device in which the adult Julie is played by Alicia Silverstone, and she's telling the story to her own teen daughter. The idea that the 43-year-old Silverstone would have been a teen back in 1983 is ridiculous, not to mention that she looks nothing like Roth. It's also kind of frustrating how the movie pushes characterization and plot development into the background in favor of endlessly shoving 80s references at you. Valley Girl is dopey enough to be a little fun, but my advice is to stick with the awesome original. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 2 Nicolas Cages.
Go! Thank you, Mike. Live from his home studio in Sealands Grove, Movie Mike. I didn't even know they redid Valley Girl, Laura.
I knew it because of Movie Mike and his posts on social media, but right. I don't know how I feel about it.
I know. Well, that's kind of what I meant. I mean, we know, thanks to Movie Mike, but do we need it? I mean, did we
probably
need it?
Probably not.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Movie Mike hanging in there, quarantined every Friday morning with Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning. How about it, Laura?
I love that song.
Oh, listen to you. You sound a little hoarse. Were you like rapping along?
Maybe.
Maybe you were. Maybe you won't. The CNC Music Factory. Those guys are such a big part of the 90s. Yeah. Hey, you know what?
Maybe the raspiness is also a tiny touch of seasonal allergies.
Oh, no.
It's okay. We're good.
You gonna be okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right. By the end of the show, we'll both sound like we're on Chicago PD. I binge watched that again last night.
I don't know if you want a female to sound like that, but it's cool.
Why? My Aunt Anne sounded like that. Tommy, how you doing?
Or you can have, like, party girl voice.
How you doing, Tommy? I'd be good, Aunt Anne. How are you?
I just woke up and smacked an entire pack of Marlboros.
That's right. Get me my camel filterless. Anyway.
Oh, my gosh. No.
Where are we going with this? Oh,
I have no idea.
I wanted to talk about stress during this pandemic. Gaming is actually helping. Can you believe that?
Well, you get to, you know, kind of sit down. Isolate yourself a little bit and only focus on shooting bad guys for like an hour or so.
Okay, now
of course it's a stress relief.
Your husband Keith has his own little man area where he games. Have you noticed that he is less stressed?
I'll let him do his thing.
Right. So he plays his games and he's okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think it works. Now, here's the downside of this study, and you don't have to chime into this if you don't want, but you know Central PA wants you to. Gaming is up, and taking a shower and personal hygiene is down. So your husband is less stressed. Does he smell good?
He smells fine because he showers daily, sometimes twice daily, depending upon what he's doing for work.
Oh, okay. So you don't have that problem in your house.
No, and I have also been showering daily.
The good house. It is the good house for more than one reason, ladies and gentlemen. So if gaming is up in your house and personal hygiene is down, you got to do something about it, right, Ron Burgundy?
What is that smell? Oh.
That's the smell of desire, m'lady.
God, no, it smells like a used diaper filled with Indian food. Oh!
What is that? It smells like a turd covered in burnt hair.
Tom.
What? It's Flashback Friday. We got to.
Did you know that they've done studies about Sex Panther, that cologne?
Yes.
And that 60% of the time, it works every time.
Okay, I'm completely done now. But thanks, Lori.
You're welcome.
94KX Flashback Friday. I know every word to that song, Laura. So there you go. The 90s as opposed to the 80s. Duran Duran, is there something I should know? Here's something.
Great song.
Yeah, here's something you might not know about that. Duran Duran really became popular on their second album, Rio. And once they exhausted that album on the charts, they re-released their first album, self-titled Duran Duran, with a brand new album jacket and all the pretty-looking singers of Duran Duran on the cover. And that song became a hit again. First time around?
Not so much.
Not so much. So there you go. I was a Duran Duran freak in the 80s. Absolutely. How many times I see those guys in concert? Wild.
Did you see them a bunch?
Yeah, my little brother was even more of a Duran Duran freak, so he was still living at home at the time. So it was always like mom yelling up the stairs, "Turn that music down!"
That's funny.
Hey, Mother's Day is coming up this weekend. It's going to be different, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Here's the thing. I'm just going to go right out of the gate. Mom does not want hand sanitizer for Mother's Day.
Yeah, please, guys.
Don't do that.
Kids,
not funny.
Kids, guys, husbands, whatever. Don't make your theme for Mother's Day the coronavirus. She doesn't want anything to do with that, right?
No, not at all. I think the number one thing, here's a suggestion for dads, partners, boyfriends, grandparents, whomever.
Mm-hmm.
If you're able, you're all in the same home. You're sort of social distancing together.
Okay.
Get those kids. Take them into a separate room from their mother.
Okay.
Arts and crafts supplies, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever you can rustle up in the house. No need to make a trip out. Pens, pencils, paper, magazines. Have them cut and create some sort of beautiful homage to their mom. Mm-hmm. Have it take at minimum 3 to 4 hours. And that time, mom has alone.
Perfect idea. You know, and don't tell mom what you're doing, okay? Just go tell mom to have some alone time and then grab the kids, separate them, and have them do some artsy crafty Mother's Day gifts. What a great idea.
Yes, I cannot take credit for that. That would just be after listening to my sister talk about what she wants for Mother's Day, which is just like a day to herself.
Yes. Moms need that. Young moms. 66% of people say they're not having a large family celebration this year because they can't. So let's do something alternative, right?
Absolutely.
Flashback Friday at 94KX. There you go, Dana. She says, can you play that Sunshine Day Brady Bunch thing? I'm like, sure.
Can you dig it, Tom?
Yeah, I love
can
that
you
part.
Dig that sunshine?
Can you dig the sunshine? Remember the Brady Bunch with their bell-bottom pants on?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Man.
I used to love to come home from school, and we would have to do our homework, et cetera, but then we were allowed to turn on the TV, and there would be a lot of old reruns.
Old
and
reruns,
Brady Bunch
you say.
Was one of those. Yes.
I remember it when it was on primetime. That's
I'm
how
sure.
old I am.
It was Nick at Night for me. Seriously, we would watch it on Nick
there
at Night.
Go.
Some reruns, but then it was also on in the afternoon.
There you go.
This, the Waltons.
Oh, boy.
Leave It to Beaver.
Uh-huh.
Andy Griffith Show.
The generations of Tom and Laura. All the shows I watched live and you watched on Nick.
I did indeed.
I wonder
it
if
was
we could
great,
wonder if we could get the Brady Bunch out to Spyglass.
I would pay good money to see Florence. What's her name?
Yeah, Florence Henderson. I think she's not here with us. But get them to open Forget the Let Out or something. That'd be great.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, 94KX is partners with Spyglass. And this whole summer concert series has been tough on all of us. And due to COVID-19, there's regulations in the state of Pennsylvania regarding large gatherings. So our friends at Spyglass Winery currently in the process of rescheduling several events with 94KX. And we'll still be there to make you a VIP. But first up, you heard it earlier this week with Mark Lawrence on the news. The Live United Live Music Festival will not happen on June 6th. It has been rescheduled till August 29th. Okay.
Now, the next two on the Spyglass schedule have been postponed.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have dates yet, but I know Tom Webb, Michelle Morgan, Dana, the entire crew at Spyglass is working to reschedule these as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, Jeff Dunham, the comedian,
mm-hmm.
his Seriously tour is postponed. And this one makes me a little sad, but I'm hopeful that they will get here. Third Eye Blind has been postponed.
Now, the next couple are interesting because the Black Jacket Symphony tour, where they'll be doing Queen music, that is still on for July 25th. So we hope that we will be able to gather. Yet the next show has been canceled just because the Steve Miller Band has canceled their tour. It has nothing to do with Pennsylvania or Spyglass.
Exactly.
So you can.
So if you're,
you know,
I think if you're looking at your calendar, the first backyard Spyglass concert of the season is going to be July 25th with the Black Jacket Symphony and Mark Martel. So that's the first one for this year.
Yeah, so unfortunately, X off the August 1 Steve Miller Band concert. But coming up after that, Blues Traveler is still on schedule for the 22nd. Mm-hmm.
And then Get the Let Out. We love those guys.
Yes.
On September 12th.
So we'll be with you with 94KX VIP tickets. 94KX wrapping up Flashback Friday. What an amazing combination Quincy Jones was always able to come up with every time the jazz man turned producer did an album. He founded James Ingram and Patty Austin, and once he slapped them together, man, that was sexy stuff.
Some good, good stuff.
There it is. Thank you for the requests, as always, on Flashback Friday, whether it be text or social media or Ford Funline. It's all good. And to our buddy Chris O'Rourke, happy birthday.
Yes, I know we couldn't squeeze in Pink Floyd.
Comfortably Numb is a 6.5 minute song. And
I know.
I love that song so much, and you can always enjoy it on Eagle 107, especially during a rock block weekend on Eagle, our sister station, when they do a block of Floyd, and I'm on the road driving. I just lock it in and turn it up really loud. Okay.
There you go.
There you go. Hey, we have another flashback lunch, if you will. Okay, the way back lunch coming up with Chad Evans. And don't remember the old, remember the old school jams we used to do when we could all pack into a bar and party?
Yes.
Well,
I do remember that.
We do it on the radio now, Saturday nights on 94KX. So the old school jam is right here. So while we're doing our social distancing and we're locked up in the house, grab the kids, gather them around, turn up the radio, have an old school jam.
That sounds like a great idea.
What a cool idea. Yeah, there you go. Hey, let's head into the weekend, Laura, with a thought for the day.
Okay, so for Friday, sometimes all you need is 20 seconds of insane courage, 20 seconds of embarrassing bravery to accomplish something that you always wanted to accomplish. So go out, get brave, get embarrassed. You never know what you could do.
That sounds like a weekend.
Right?
There it is. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye, guys.